stepped with its expression of her feeling. I swear I had no idea she'd been holding and concealing such a storm of words unsaid. That absurd as it appears had been blowing in her head for 27 years. I knew I had to face her, so I grabbed my Davy Crockett, threw a scarf around my neck and $20 in my pocket. Found her in the same old place, pamphlet in her fist. When she saw my windblown face, she said, "Well, look at who it is. Meet me on the mad parade when the midnight bells are chiming. We'll dress up as the Harlequin and the clown. Pile all the blunders that we've made in a tower too tall for climbing. She was older, still alluring. Her hair gray and longer than it ever had been during the days we loved and slept in her bed of painted wood, in the little place she kept in a crumbling neighborhood. We walked along a while like we were old companions, but I could feel the gulf between us yawning like a canyon. She with her church and code, her extravagant beliefs, me a creature of the road, a child of dust and grief. Meet me on the mad parade when the midnight bells are chiming. We'll dress up as the Harlequin. Cigarette and blue smoke rings at the ceiling. Said, "If your problem is long-standing, man, why don't you try kneeling? By your face I see you're still a sinner in the mist. Setting up your little will is king in place of his." I said, "I've heard about sin down the long wheels of ages. Cracked book of lies with a thousand twisted pages." Then I looked her in the eye and asked her clear and plain, "If your religion was a lie, then what would remain?" She said, "I've got my beating heart and two loving hands to heal with, and there's nothing in my day that I ain't got the strength to deal with." I said, "Darling, I profess the same applies to me.